Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from July 20, 2020 to July 24, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On July 20th, here were the news. Grayscale CEO, US regulators can't shut down Bitcoin. Binance CEO CZ, Bitcoin has been really stable. PayPal picks Paxos to supply crypto for new service, sources say. Standard Chartered to launch institutional crypto custody solution. Bitcoin futures trading volume slips to 3-month low on CME. Coincidence? Top 5 Swiss banks profits up 34% after Bitcoin integration. First mover, Bitcoin miners find upgrade financing aplenty, even as prices languish. On July 21st, here were the news. Wirecard exec reportedly used Bitcoin to move funds to Russia. Experts concerned over Twitter's ability to tweet on behalf of users. Figures Mike Cagney, how to build a business in blockchain. China's blockchain infrastructure to extend global reach with 6 public chains. On July 22nd, here were the news. Russian lawmakers finally pass country's major crypto bill. Bitcoin Google search interest hits lowest since before $10,000 bull run. CoinSquare's leadership forced out after Wash trading $5.5 billion. Bitcoin targets $1 trillion in settlement in 2020. Stablecoin growth explodes. Data analyst. 3 key metrics show the start of a new Bitcoin bull trend. Cryptocurrencies could undermine obsolete laws, says cybersecurity expert. First mover, this DeFi ready token is teaching crypto traders to cherish inflation. On July 23rd, here were the news. Twitter hackers saw DMs from 36 accounts, including CoinDesk's. Chainlink integration brings data feeds to Binance's DeFi project. Senate hearing sees digital dollar as a tool for economic supremacy. How one firm is addressing the interoperability problem posed by FATF's travel rule. Don't expect banks to jump on the OCC crypto custody news. First mover, Ethereum a victim of its own success as fees soar, Vitalik complains. EU privacy shield ruling is an opportunity and conundrum for decentralized tech. On July 24th, here were the news. First mover, crypto's $35 trillion moment could come from analog world stock listings. Banks want Rush to hold crypto but OCC's regulatory approval makes it harder to ignore. Blockchain Bytes, Gone's crypto payments, Rush's red line and why banks want Byte. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.